Buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. It's been a good and long while, but I come to you guys. We're going to wrap a little Tour de France happening into some application for us here today as athletes listening to this podcast. So here's the deal. Today, the race resumed after yesterday was the first rest day at the Tour. And if I can just kind of back up for those of you that have not been following the Tour, just real quick, because it does have application for what I'm about to throw out there. So the Tour de France this year has been extremely exciting. There's essentially two guys that are basically much stronger than everybody else. There's Tadej Pogačar, who's a two-time winner, and then there's last year's winner, Jonas Vingegaard, and both of these guys are obviously on opposite teams, and they're way better than everybody else. And so this first week of the race, first eight stages to be exact, Jonas Vingegaard like struck first blood. So there was a stage that had a climb at the end, and Jonas was able to attack, and he was able to gap Tadej Pogačar, and he was able to take a significant gap on that particular stage. And, you know, that had everybody thinking because Pogačar is coming off of a wrist injury. So that had everybody thinking, man, are his legs as good as, you know, they need to be, because he's been injured and he hasn't been training and racing as much. And a lot of people were kind of writing him off. Well, as the script would write, the next day there was another climb. And this time, Tadej Pogačar was able to attack, and he was able to take a little bit of time on Jonas Vingegaard. So all of a sudden, everybody's excited because now there's life back in the race. Now we're not thinking that Jonas Vingegaard is just going to walk away with this thing. We're like, well, this could actually be a pretty intriguing battle. And then there was one more stage that had a significant climb in it before this first rest day. And Tadej Pogačar once again was able to attack Jonas Vingegaard. He was able to get away. He didn't take a lot of time, but he did take some time. And so we come into this first rest day, and here's a scenario. Jonas Vingegaard is still winning the bike race overall. He's still in the yellow jersey because he took more time that first stage where he got away from Pogačar than Pogačar took the other two stages. But psychologically, it's like 2-1. It's like Tadej Pogačar has come in before Jonas Vingegaard two of the three stages that they've kind of went head-to-head and battled it out. So that being said, going into this first rest day, the storyline was going to be the fact that Jonas Vingegaard, although he's winning the bike race, he was going to get some interesting questions. He was going to get questions asking him, and he did get them, asking him whether he thinks he can hold off Tadej Pogačar, like he's getting momentum, like maybe his legs are coming around off of that injury. He's kind of racing himself back into shape. And it's like, wait a minute, but like Jonas is winning the bike race. And yet, you know, there's quite a bit of doubt swirling around between journalists and fans and all that about whether he can actually hold him off. And so I'm going to pause there, and then I'm going to cross over. Like, this has application for us, right? Because, you know, it's going to be interesting. If you are tuning into the Tour de France, here's the storyline. What's going to be interesting is to see whether Jonas Vingegaard can deflect all of this doubt, all of this kind of negativity, all these questions that people have about his performance, and if he can just kind of camp out on his belief in himself, on his confidence he has in his abilities and his willingness to win this bike race. Like, can he deflect all of that, right? Where it has application for us is more than likely you're probably listening to this. We're probably not the high level athlete that's going to races and being interviewed by media and doing those kinds of things. But, you know, oftentimes for us, we do this to ourselves. We begin to question, you know, are we good enough? Are we going to be able to get this done? Is this goal, you know, out of reach? Was all this for nothing? Those kinds of questions. And so what we've got to do in those moments is we've got to double down on our own self-belief and our own confidence. We've got to go back to where we started when we first started going towards those goals, when we first started on that journey. We've got to plug back into that. And so it happens. It's common. it doesn't take a whole lot for it to happen as well. If you've been there, and you probably have, just think about it. Think about the last time you found yourself in this kind of scenario where maybe somebody was doubting you or you were doubting yourself. It didn't take much for that to begin, for that thought process to begin happening, for people to begin to see that and pick that apart, right? But what we have to do is we've got to say, wait a minute, this is not the way that it's going to go. Let's correct this. Let's plug into our mindset. Let's get ourselves back to a positive frame of mind. A lot of times, let's take the emotion out of it. This is an emotional moment. Emotional moment because I had a bad workout. Emotional moment because I had a bad performance. Emotional moment because somebody said something and it got to me. That's emotional. Let's plug back into objectivity. Let's plug back into, you know, what does my training data say? You know, what are my coaches saying? Those kinds of things. The things that are actually more quantifiable. They're more concrete. Let's get out of the subjectivity and get to the objectivity. So anyhow, if you are following the Tour de France, or if now you're thinking about it, that'll be one of the things we'll be watching. Is Jonas Vingegaard going to be able to plug into his own self-belief and deflect the critics that are swirling all around him now and just waiting for this whole thing to happen where Tadej Pogacar begins to take the lead and then distance himself from Vingegaard. All the while, Vingegaard being the defending champion because he won the race last year. So will be interesting. Anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know that it's been a good long while, but it's great to chat with you guys again. So y'all take care, and until next time, we'll talk soon.